And the woman who used to attend the birth of a baby for the doctor?
A midwife, would she be?
You would never call her a granny woman?
No.
Ever heard that?
No.
Her godmother for that?
No.
The boy has his father's ears and his eyes and his nose, you say. The boy certainly does...
have his father's features?
Or he's the...
image of his father?
Spitting?
Spitting image, spittin', you can say.
Did you ever say he resembles or takes after his father?
Well, you could say resembles.
No, he's talking about habits now, I presume.
Takes after means habits. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't mean looks, though.
No.
It wouldn't make any difference to me, probably, in my dialect, but I've heard that many mm-hmm. times around here. I should have known to ask for it. Now, if you saw your two children from babyhood to marriage, after the second one got married or left you at any rate, you could say very proudly, we, two children, we what? We did what to them? We...
We raised two children.
Okay. Bob was this tall one year, and he's this tall the next year, you might
that
say.
That did happen.
Is he bought to?
David, no.
you say, Bob certainly...
Grew.
Shot up. That's what I used to think.
Shot up.
Grew.
And you might say, my, how you've...
Grown.
Grown.
Shot up.
Shot up, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to put it down. if you have a brother or sister who has some children, he might have a niece and he might have a...
Nephew.
And the person, the child's parents are gone, dead or something, and somebody else is declared by the court to be officially in charge of that person, to guard them, you might call. That's he's the official...
Guardian.
And a child whose parents are dead. You said your father was a... or somebody's father, I forgot which it was an orphan? You say orphan? I believe you said orphan.
Yes. His father...
Was
an orphan. We might say, because his father and mother were dead and he was raised by a relative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you referred to all your aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews and sons and so forth as your...
Relatives.
Didn't say anything about my grandchildren.
I didn't bring them in. You called them your people, I believe, a while ago, too, I think. Didn't you say people? Our people? Or my... there was another word you used for that someplace. I think I wrote it down, but I don't remember what... Yeah, your people. You said something about your people used to have a chamber or something. People and relatives might use both. The name of the mother of Jesus, her name was
Mary.
And there's a song that used to go, "Oh, my darling, something or other gray, they have taken you away."
Nellie
it?
Gray.
And you know the first book of the New Testament is... The New Testament is... it's something Mark, Luke, John.
Shut your eyes and I'll get my Bible. It's right here.
Matthew?
Yeah. And George Washington's wife's first name was?
Mary Washington, too.
No, it wasn't Mary, it was close.
Martha?
Mm-hmm.
Martha is right. Martha Washington.
A boy whose name is William, when he's a little boy, he might be called
Bill.
Or even shorter than that.
Billy. I had a brother, Bill. My oldest brother was Bill, William.
And if you wanted to refer to Mr. Cooper's wife, you'd say, well, you're going to have to ask
Mrs. Cooper. Mm-hmm. Cooper?